local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A few clouds in the mix, a little bit of rain in the mix. 53 as we get started on this Friday morning. It's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's got more on your forecast on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers clearing where a car left the roadway and knocked down a power pole. It's going to be in the Wilmer area off of Mason Ferry Road and Boothtowns Road. And again, state troopers are there. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. It looks good from Chickasaw to Saraland. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schellinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. Call 380-6293 and see them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with occasional morning showers and highs around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
People run for better health and for the fun of it. You can also run to help local charities raise money at the 2020 Charity Chase 5K Fun Run, February 1st, with start and finish at O'Daly's Irish Pub, 564 Dauphin. First, go to thecharitychase.com and register. Second, choose your favorite local charity, then compete to win the charity jackpot. $20 of registration goes for your charity. Register online for $25 through January 30th, $30 on race day.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, Ed Kane with our traffic, our phones, text line. Just get everything done right here. 343-0106. Put you in touch with us throughout the show in the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice, taking your phone calls, and lots to do on today's show. Of course, we get that weekend weather scale from Dr. Bill. Alec Naiman checks in. Alec is going to be one of the maestros behind the food tomorrow night. Ooh. At the Joy of Life Ball at the Daphne Civic Center.
That's going to be so good.
Yes, it is going to be good. And we'll talk to Alec about his recipes for tomorrow night for Joy of Life Ball and get more from him coming up around 7:50. And speaking of going out, so this is a big week because going out tomorrow night, as Dalton and I are going to be there along with the FM Talk 106.5 crew at the Joy of Life Ball. Also went out last night.
Yes, we did.
I want to see you and I separately, but we're there at the same time.
We did shake hands.
We found each other at the bar. Imagine that. Because we couldn't have texted or talked because once you went in, your phone went in this sleeve you were talking about yesterday that prevents you from calling or texting or videoing or anything.
Yeah.
You had your phone on you, but it's in a thing you can't get at it.
It's something that a lot of comedians do. I know Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock. I mean, you go down the list of comedians, and they do that because they don't want people recording the show and then putting their act out before it's fully formed and ready for a special on Netflix or HBO or wherever it'll go. But I think it's also to keep people from messing with their phones during the performance and, you know, lights coming on and phones ringing. I actually kind of enjoyed it. Not seeing a bunch of people on their phones last night.
I think it's a good thing. So, yeah, they have these sleeves that you drop your phone in. So, I happened to find Dalton. But I also, while this is not something, because I know I work with this man every day, I would have to know. But my buddy who was with us said, he said, hey, you know, the nice thing is here, you come out to Louis C.K., the singer. He said, if you see somebody here, then you know what kind of jokes you can tell them when you see them somewhere else. Like if you see somebody from business or see somebody from church or something like that, you're at the Louis C.K. show, and then you go, oh, then I can probably get away with this joke and that joke and this other joke in front of them.
I did see several after the first couple jokes. I saw a few couples get up, and they were like, you know, this might be a little too much for me. And probably a good move because it didn't get any cleaner.
Oh, no. I mean, it'd be nice to be so naive that you didn't go listen or watch any Louis C.K. before and you just showed up at the Sanger to be
offended.
I mean, how do you, in this day, not know what to expect out of the show?
That's a really good point. You should
know.
I mean,
if you just went, if you were on a cruise ship and you stopped in Port Colon and said, hey, there's a comedy show, fine, you can go in there and you find out that comedy's not your style and you leave. But Louis C.K. is not an unknown commodity.
Yeah, well, you know, with downtown Mobile being so popular, I think there's probably some couples that have done well for themselves that are just walking around. They're like, hey, there's this show tonight. Why don't we go check it out? But that was probably the wrong
surprise,
move.
If
you get offended easily. But I thought it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad he was able to come down to Mobile. It was a cool time last night.
It was a good thing. Well, hopefully get them more of those stand-up comics coming back to town.
Which joke are you going to repeat on the air this morning?
Probably all of them. All of them. Oh, yeah. Wait, we got to keep that FCC license. All right. On the way today, the World Health Organization is... I'll make a joke about the coronavirus.
Okay.
I'll try to work a coronavirus joke in. World Health Organization has declared the new coronavirus outbreak a global public health emergency. I think it's only happened 4 times in the history of the world. And we'll talk more about that coming up. Also, on the latest on the vote that will or won't happen on Tuesday. Well, the vote will happen on Tuesday, but will they, Mobile City Council, decide to put money forward to get Amtrak passenger service into Mobile? We'll talk about that. Also in sports coming up.
Got the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Oh, there's that game.
That little game that a lot of people will probably be going to parties for this weekend. And the Lakers tonight will take the court for the first time since the passing of their legend, Kobe Bryant.
All right. And President Trump's Senate impeachment trial faces some pretty big votes today. The way I look at it, the scoring we're hearing, Collins and Romney, yes, but Lamar Alexander, a no on witnesses. That means this whole thing could be over by the weekend. Lauren Fox from Westwood One with more.
Senate Democrats hopes to introduce witnesses into President Trump's impeachment trial seemingly dashed thanks to a late night announcement from key Republican Senator Lamar Alexander.
I'm deeply disappointed in it. I think that it makes it likely that the Senate may have it the first impeachment trial in history that have no witnesses at all.
The Tennessee lawmaker releasing a statement announcing he will vote against this afternoon's motion to consider additional evidence and witnesses. Alexander writing, quote, it was inappropriate for the president to ask a foreign leader to investigate his political opponent and to withhold United States aid to encourage that investigation. But adding, the Constitution does not give the Senate the power to remove the president from office and ban him from this year's ballot simply for actions that are inappropriate.
I think with this announcement, the chances of additional witnesses now has plummeted. And I think we are likely to move on Saturday to final judgment at the end of which the president will be acquitted.
Overnight, Senator Susan Collins announced she's already made her decision, saying she'll vote yes because, quote, I believe hearing from certain witnesses would give each side the opportunity to more fully and fairly make their case. It's still unclear if Republican Senators Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski will join her. Their support would push the Senate to a 50-50 tie. Democrats growing increasingly frustrated by their GOP colleagues.
He has been let off the hook by the Republicans who are not going to vote for his conviction, but he is not going to be set free by the American people, I hope, who get that this was not a fair trial.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Victims and families affected by distracted driving will meet as they call on lawmakers to address the issue. Their hope is that Alabama lawmakers will take up hands-free driving legislation during the legislative session that begins next week. The town hall meeting will start at 1:30 this afternoon at Mobile's Chamber of Commerce. Two controversial comedians are holding shows at Mobile's Sanger Theater. Louis C.K. performed last night to a sold-out crowd despite being accused of sexual misconduct back in 2017. George Lopez also recently announced he would perform at the theater. Lopez recently faced backlash after making a joke about killing President Trump. The Ronald McDonald House on the University Hospital campus has unveiled a new playground for families staying there during cancer treatments. Donors, families, city, and community leaders were there to officially open the playground on Thursday. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney. It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 just an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Good morning. It's 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We're just 3 days from Super Bowl 54 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Both teams clearly know how big of an opportunity they have in front of them to become the world champions. Kansas City tight end Travis Kelce says that he's dying to win a title for Chiefs Kingdom.
I'm going to scream Kansas City. This one's for you if I ever get the opportunity to hold that Lombardi, man. This city deserves, they've been well-deserving of this for over 50 years. And, you know, trying to bring this back for the city, knowing how much, how long they've been waiting, you know, that would mean everything.
San Francisco head coach Kyle Shanahan also spoke about the enormity of the game.
I mean, you know how big of a deal it is to the country, even around the world. And I think it's, I mean, it's always been my favorite time of the year, whether I've been coaching or watching. I mean, I'm a huge fan of football, too. And it was usually a time I always tried to take a week off school, even when my parents wouldn't let me. But mentally, I did. I was always focused on the Super Bowl. And it's cool to just be here and be a part of it.
If you're having trouble deciding who to root for on Sunday, there is a local angle for the game.
Okay, thank goodness.
San Francisco defensive backs Jaquiski Tartt and Jimmy Ward, both graduates of Davidson High School in Mobile. They're playing in the same secondary and playing in their first Super Bowl of their careers. So throwing that out there for you if you don't already have a team. Super Bowl 54 will air on Fox this year at 5:30 on Sunday. Chiefs currently 1.5-point favorites. In more NFL news, the Carolina Panthers announced on Thursday that they will part ways with longtime tight end Greg Olsen. Olsen, who's a three-time Pro Bowl selection and has played 13 seasons, said he's still interested in playing in the NFL. On the PGA Tour, Wyndham Clark leads after round one of the Waste Management Phoenix Open after firing a 10-under par in his first 18 holes. The 26-year-old is still looking for his first victory on the PGA Tour. Billy Horschel sits alone in second, two shots behind the leader, followed by J.B. Holmes, who sits in third place after shooting 7-under in the first round. Round two at TPC Scottsdale gets started at 8:20 this morning. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost a close one at Georgia State, 76-73. South's Andre Fox led all players with 20 points. With the win, Georgia State has now won five games in a row over South. Up next, the Jags stay in Georgia to face Georgia Southern tomorrow at 3 p.m. In the NBA, Trae Young put up 39 points with 18 assists, leading Atlanta past Philadelphia 127-117. Gordon Hayward scored 25 points, and Boston beat Golden State 119-104. Toronto defeated Cleveland 115-109. Washington beat Charlotte 121-107. Denver got the win over Utah 106-100. And De'Aaron Fox scored a career-high 34 points to lead Sacramento past the LA Clippers 124-103. Tonight, the Lakers will play their first game since the passing of Los Angeles icon Kobe Bryant. Head coach Frank Vogel said that it will be an emotional night.
This is about our whole Laker family, you know, and extended family, meaning, you know, our fan base and Laker Nation. So, you know, there will be some sort of tribute. I don't want to get into any details of what it will look like, you know, but this is going to be about all of us.
The Lakers will host Portland in the Staples Center tonight at 9. It's 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1 or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with occasional morning showers and highs around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. State Troopers clearing where a car left the roadway, knocked down a power pole in Wilmer. It's going to be off of Mason Ferry Road and Boostown Road. Once again, Mobile Police Department have cleared. Looks like it's a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, but nothing major so far. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for best selection, pricing, and service in Mobile on Government Boulevard and now Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At 624, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you all along on this Friday morning. I'll get to the story in a second, but I just want to point out there are people that do this research out there. A stat, 31% of Americans are double dippers.
Oh, no.
There's, you know, it's a kind of related Super Bowl party story, but who does this research? Well, we'll get to the story coming up in just a second. First, though, on a serious note, as the coronavirus outbreak spreads, more from Jim Roop from Westwood One.
A public health emergency of international concern. That's the official declaration. World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says this declaration is not about what's happening in China, but rather about what's happening or could happen in other countries.
Our greatest concern is the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems and which are ill prepared to deal with it.
He says the declaration ensures a unified, shared global effort in stopping the spread of this mysterious illness and outlines several key areas of focus in breaking the chain of transmission, along with supporting countries with weaker health systems and collaboration in developing a vaccine. The WHO recommends countries implement measures that are evidence-based and consistent and stop rumors and misinformation.
The only way we will defeat this outbreak is for all countries to work together in a spirit of solidarity and cooperation. We're all in this together.
Not among the recommendations are travel and trade restrictions. Dr. Tedros says there is no need at this time for any country to implement any such restrictions, and knows some already have. They'll be reaching out to those countries and ask them to reconsider those policies. He says China should not be punished in any way. In fact, China should be praised, he says, for its response to the outbreak. The fact that there are only 98 cases, as of this report, outside of China is testament to that effort.
In many ways, China is actually setting a new standard for outbreak response, and it's not an exaggeration.
Meanwhile, the sixth case diagnosed in the U.S. was announced Thursday in Chicago, and it's the first person-to-person transmission of the virus in this country. I'm Jim Roop.
At 627 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, Dr. Bill's got our weekend weather scale coming up next hour. Plus, we'll check in with him in just a couple minutes and get the latest on this weekend's forecast and to look forward to this next week. Rain in the mix. Got a little bit of that this morning and sitting at 54 degrees now at our studios. All right, checking with Dr. Bill and News 5 coming up. Plus, coming up tomorrow night, and I think you can't get tickets for Walk Up, but you can get tickets online right now at joylifegulfcoast.org. The Joy Life Mardi Gras Ball happening tomorrow night from 7 to 1 in the morning. 100% of the proceeds benefit St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So joylifegulfcoast.org, that's where you can get your tickets. And we're coming right back. News is next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The mother of a 2-year-old who accidentally shot and killed himself with a loaded pistol in a motel room is out of jail this morning. 29-year-old Dinesha Harris was released just before 10 o'clock last night, less than 5 hours after being charged with manslaughter. A friend of the child's mother, Tony Fowler, is still in jail this morning. He is charged with manslaughter and drug possession. The FBI says they are still working to unlock Mohammed al-Shamrani's cell phones over a month after the mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The agency says they have asked Apple to unlock the phones. The base has been closed to the public since last month's deadly attack. Production has not yet been approved, but many are already excited about the possibility of a movie being shot in the Mobile Bay area. Producer Scott Lumpkin hopes to film his latest movie in downtown Fairhope and part of Mobile. The Fairhope City Council is expected to make a decision February 10th. Filming is scheduled to start 2 days later. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
It appears Democrats won't muster the votes they need to call witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says in a statement, there is no need for any more evidence to prove something that's already been proven and doesn't meet the Constitution's high bar for an impeachable offense. The GOP is expected to win the vote on witnesses and then move to acquit the president. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Four GOP votes needed. Collins and Romney are yes votes. Murkowski will announce hers this morning. A vote to dismiss the charges will come quickly if the witness motion does, in fact, fail. General Frank McKenzie, top U.S. commander for the Middle East, says there has been an increase in Iranian activity in Afghanistan, and that poses potential risk to our troops there. Britain officially leaves the European Union. Brexit tonight at midnight, Brussels time. U.S. stock futures following global markets down as the novel coronavirus toll hits 231, 10,000 plus infected. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Twitter and Pinterest are rolling out new efforts to root out voting misinformation ahead of the November election. Twitter has created a new tool to make it easier for users to report tweets that broadcast false information about registering to vote or casting a ballot. Pinterest, meanwhile, announced it will remove posts that mislead people about when, how, and where they can vote. Shares of Truist Financial fell 8% after the regional bank said its 2019 merger would take longer to deliver cost savings. The Charlotte-based bank says it will reach 30% of its expected $1.6 billion in merger-related savings in 2020, down from its target of 50% announced alongside the deal. China's manufacturing activity slipped in January as the country wrestles with a new virus that has claimed more than 200 lives. Because the survey was conducted before January 20th, the impact of the coronavirus has not yet been fully taken into account. Crude oil trading at $52.52 a barrel on Wall Street, futures moderately lower. Now that's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear-span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Be the talk of your parade this year. Toomey's Mardi Gras store can make that happen. With over 100 new items in stock, you'll see the best selection of throws in town. Decorate your entryway or party room with fantastic Mardi Gras decor, costume accessories, fun wigs, masks, even t-shirts. Find everything Mardi Gras at Toomey's Mardi Gras stores in Mobile, the Eastern Shore Center, or shop and order online at toomeysmardigras.com. Layaway available. Shop the original Toomey's Mardi Gras store where it's Mobile Mardi Gras every day.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And 53, cloudy this morning. What about the rest of the day today?
Well, we've got quite a bit of rain, form showers that now extend from southwest Alabama through southeast Mississippi and down through New Orleans. And this rain will be affecting us this morning and into the afternoon hours. And due to a low pressure area just off the Louisiana coast, that low is moving to the east, and it will take all of that rain with it through the day, and things should improve this evening and tonight. There's still a chance tonight that we could see an isolated shower around even tomorrow morning, but then it should become partly cloudy tomorrow And we've got a nice weekend after we get this rain out of here today. Look for a high of about 58, maybe making it to 60 today. And then tonight, again, possibly isolated showers around. We'll see a low in the upper 40s. And then for Saturday, just a slight chance of a morning shower, then partly cloudy, and around 60 degrees for Saturday afternoon. Sunday looks great. Sunny, a little warmer, about 65 degrees. Quite pleasant, with temperatures finally getting above the normal. And as we get into next week, well, we've got rain in the forecast for quite a few days. Monday, become cloudy, upper 60s. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, good chance for showers, and afternoon temperatures are going to get into the lower 70s. And so we've got some rain certainly today, and then coming back, a chance of it Monday night, but certainly Tuesday, Wednesday, even into Wednesday of next week.
All right, so showers, no severe weather associated with this?
No severe weather. It looks like just shower activity. And most of the rain today will be light, but there'll be an occasional moderate shower that will move through.
All right, Dr. Bill, in addition here, looking at the kind of the long range, you talk about these warmer temperatures. By mid-February, quite often, if we get past there, it seems like we don't have as big a shot at getting a cold outbreak.
Yeah, the climatology is sort of with us as far as looking at springtime temperatures. Once you get into the mid part of February, those average temperatures begin to climb. But we've had plenty of cold outbreaks that have occurred in March, and some of them have been severe. But generally, we look at the middle part of February as those temperatures slowly begin to climb.
All right. If people want to look at those long-term trends or highs and lows or dry and wet months, all that kind of stuff is in the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, you'll find all kinds of average temperatures and go through each month and see the normal high, normal low, and the record highs and lows, and a lot of hurricane information. Their copies are free, and you'll find them at the Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile, and also on the Eastern Shore, and West Marine here in Mobile with Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and Classic Cars, also Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, you can stop by Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, as well as Autocraft Collision Center and Old Time Garden Supply. And we even have copies over at Robertsdale in Robertsdale Power Equipment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon. Got weekend weather scale coming.
Yeah, and that'd be interesting because things will be improving tomorrow.
All right, check back with you soon. There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5, 53 now, and let's check the Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute is brought to you by the Sleep Center. For king-size savings and a great night's sleep after the Mardi Gras revelry, visit sleepcenternow.net. Locally owned and operated, with three locations to serve you in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
All revelers look toward Dolphin Island tomorrow as the sounds of "Throw me something, mister" fill the air. And having a parade is not just something reserved for the adults. Kids get into the Mardi Gras spirit, too. I'm Rennie Brabner. I'll have a Moon Pie Minute after this.
Get king-size savings at the Sleep Center, the mattress experts. Now, during the President's Day sales event, save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets and receive $300 in free gifts. Save up to $400 on select Sealy hybrid adjustables, or save up to $800 on Stearns and Foster adjustables. Plus, get up to 60 months interest-free financing at the Sleep Center, the mattress experts. Locally owned and operated, stop by one of our three locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties, or visit sleepcenternow.com.
On Dolphin Island Saturday, the People's Parade rolls at 1. Organizers invite you to decorate a vehicle, a boat, or a trailer and join the fun. The application is on the Dolphin Island Town website. This is the fourth year of the People's Parade. Look for more than 4 dozen units, plus Grand Marshals, the Perseverance Pirates, and King Cake Babies. As usual, a good time will be had by all. And fun isn't reserved just for adults. Starting on St. Andrew's Loop North, the crew of Riviere Duchesne Parade starts at 1 Saturday. Expect kids and parents in decorated golf carts, trailers being pulled by vehicles, and maybe even a scooter or two. If you miss a Moon Pie Minute, you can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. For parade routes and times, check FM Talk 106.5's website. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
For the spring.
SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue so far as you're traveling down north and southbound lanes of 59 heading down from Robertsdale, Summerdale into Foley. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway looks good, and Mobile Police Department not working any new accidents. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane on the way in with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Online, FMTalk1065.com, where, number one, you can take part in our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. He and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Getting junk gone for 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin counties can do the same thing for you. You got junk. Could be at your house, office, storage. Wherever you got the junk, you want to get it done quickly. You want to get it done efficiently. You want it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that appointment pretty easy, too. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll give you a specific day and time that you all agree on. They show up. They quote you a price. You say yes. They get to work and get it done. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK and 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Yeah, that online opinion poll question, will you play the Powerball or Mega Millions in Mississippi now that the Mega Jackpot games are legal? 89% of people say yes.
Wow.
So there's... So a lot of, you know, this lotto thing is, they'll debate this again in session this year up in Montgomery, actually next week, starting next week. The people want to play the lottery. Now, they get, you know, they get all tied up in Montgomery deciding who gets what money, what goes to the ETF, what goes to the general fund. Will this be a clean lotto bill? Will it have electronic lotto? Those are the questions derailing this. But if they're looking at the people have been saying for a while here that they want the at least a chance to vote on the lottery. Hey, it may fail. I doubt it, but it may fail. All right. And I mentioned double dippers.
Yeah, okay. Tell me about the double dippers.
So there's we get a whole suite of Super Bowl party stories. We've been delivering them. You'll get them everywhere. That's kind of what happens this time of year. This one says you might want to avoid the chips and dip this Sunday unless you're comfortable with knowing a third of your friends basically spit in it.
What?
New survey found 31% of us double dip our chips at parties and social gatherings.
Hmm.
What folk? Who?
At parties. That's weird.
Yeah, like, it doesn't count if you're eating by yourself. If you have your own bowl of salsa or something like that, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
But, like, a community bowl, I guess that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really, there's 31% with no home training?
Unless I'm at a restaurant that puts a bowl in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
At any party I've been to, normally it's the little paper plates or paper bowls, and everyone gets their own, and you throw the dip or the salsa in there and do it on your own. But
I guess
a community bowl of dip, I haven't seen that at a party.
Yeah, but if it was, with 31%... Okay, here's what it says. See, and, of course, Alabama makes this list. The top five are, the study looked at the states with the most double dippers, and number one is Texas, where 56% of people admitted they do it. Who does this research? Then comes New York, Washington State, North Carolina, Alabama, Colorado, Illinois, West Virginia, Florida, and Arizona.
Hmm.
North Dakota had the lowest percentage of double dippers at just 16%, followed by Virginia, Kansas, Mississippi, and Wisconsin. This is the most ridiculous study I've ever... I'm over it. I'm over that study. Not even...
I'm more worried about, like, a sick little kid getting in there and double-dipping before I get to it. Because kids, you know, they have no idea.
That's why they need the kids' table. They all need to be out there with the kids' table and away from the grown-ups.
How do you feel if you get a chip, and pretty large chip,
okay,
and you dip it once, and then strategically take a bite of that chip...
And come in on the other side?
Come in on the other side.
That's... Technically, it's fine, but if somebody sees it, they may not know what you did. So what I would do in that situation is you break the chip.
Oh, okay.
And then you have two chips.
Genius.
And then it's a clean chip where it goes to dip, even though you had your hand on it, breaking it. Yeah, all right, a little too much on the double dip. And 6:45, we got news coming up next.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Victims and families affected by distracted driving will meet as they call on lawmakers to address the issue. Their hope is that Alabama lawmakers will take up hands-free driving legislation during the legislative session that begins next week. The town hall meeting will start at 1:30 this afternoon at Mobile's Chamber of Commerce. Two controversial comedians are holding shows at Mobile's Sanger Theater. Louis C.K. performed last night to a sold-out crowd, despite being accused of sexual misconduct back in 2017. George Lopez also recently announced he would perform at the theater. Lopez recently faced backlash after making a joke about killing President Trump. The Ronald McDonald House on the University Hospital campus has unveiled a new playground for families staying there during cancer treatments. Donors, families, city, and community leaders were there to officially open the playground on Thursday. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Good morning, 648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. We're just 3 days from Super Bowl 54 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Both teams clearly know how big of an opportunity they have in front of them to become the world champions. Kansas City tight end Travis Kelce says that he's dying to win a title for Chiefs Kingdom.
I'm going to scream Kansas City. This one's for you if I ever get the opportunity to hold that Lombardi, man. This city deserves, they've been well deserving of this for over 50 years. And, you know, trying to bring this back for the city, knowing how much, how long they've been waiting, you know, that would mean everything.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan also spoke about the enormity of the game.
I mean, you know how big of a deal it is to the country, even around the world. And I think it's, I mean, it's always been my favorite time of the year, whether I've been coaching or watching. I mean, I'm a huge fan of football, too, and it was usually a time I always tried to take a week off school, even though my parents wouldn't let me. But mentally, I did. I was always focused on the Super Bowl, and it's cool to just be here and be a part of it.
If you're having trouble deciding who to root for on Sunday, there is a local angle for the Super Bowl. San Francisco defensive backs Jaquiski Tartt and Jimmy Ward are both graduates of Davidson High School here in Mobile. They're both playing in their first Super Bowl of their careers. The Super Bowl will air on Fox this year. It's supposed to kick off at 5:30 on Sunday. Currently, the game is a pick'em, meaning a toss-up. Ooh. So we got a close game before it starts. We'll see afterwards if one of the teams take command. In more NFL news, the Carolina Panthers announced on Thursday that they'll part ways with longtime tight end Greg Olsen. Olsen's a three-time Pro Bowler. He's played 13 NFL seasons and said that he's still interested in playing in the NFL. On the PGA Tour, Wyndham Clark leads after round one of the Waste Management Phoenix Open after firing 10 under par in his first 18 holes. The 26-year-old is still looking for his first victory on the PGA Tour. Billy Horschel sits alone in second, two shots behind the leader, followed by J.B. Holmes, who's in third after shooting 7 under in his first round. Round two at TPC Scottsdale gets started at 8:20 this morning. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost a close one at Georgia State, 76-73. South's Andre Fox led all players with 20 points. With the win, Georgia State has now won 5 games in a row over South. Up next, the Jags stay in Georgia. They'll face Georgia Southern tomorrow at 3. Tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers will play their first game since the passing of L.A. icon Kobe Bryant. Head coach Frank Vogel said that it will be an emotional night.
This is about our whole Laker family, you know, and an extended family, meaning, you know, our fan base and Laker Nation. So, you know, there will be some sort of tribute. I don't want to get into any details of what it will look like, you know, but this is going to be about all of us.
The Lakers will host Portland in the Staples Center tonight at 9. It's 6:51. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department on the scene at Theodore Dawes Road in Nangray, Davis. Officers also working an accident. State troopers there clearing a car where it left the roadway, knocked down a power pole in Wilmer at Mason Ferry Road and Boothtown Road. Wreckers are on the scene, shouldn't be affecting traffic. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they have the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $249 a month for 36 months, which is $3299 down, model number 4430. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, occasional showers, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with occasional morning showers and highs around 60 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone. Checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really? Will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on 5 devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute, and you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay. Hey, I'll sign up at lanyatmobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Lanyap at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties and sign up for a digital subscription today at lanyatmobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by Will 2, the industrial service leader, number one for a reason, and the Alpha Insurance Agents, all for a better life.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
654 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has more on our weekend forecast, and Kane will keep us up to date on traffic. Plus, just about an hour away from Alec Naiman and What's Cooking, which I can tell you, I want to know the recipes, because he's cooking at the Joy Life Ball tomorrow night at the Daphne Civic Center with 100% of the proceeds benefiting St. Jude's. Can't wait to see you out there. Should be a grand time. And also talking about going out and doing things, been a big week. Because you and I both were at Louis C.K. last night.
Yeah.
And interesting, you heard the news update there about the controversial comedians coming to town. And then it says, but Louis C.K. was a sellout. Okay. And without getting into too much detail at this hour of the day, but how is what Louis C.K., here's something to shock your system, and you could text in with your outrage here in a second. But I don't get. Now, do I think it's a great thing what Louis C.K. was doing? No. But wasn't everybody grown up?
Yeah.
Did anybody physically force anybody to do anything?
Not in the stories I read.
So it just happened, and these people stayed there while this thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be your thing. I get that. But he didn't attack. I think the story, without people looking at the details, they get the overwhelming story. Go, oh, well, he's a bad dude. Have you looked in the details of what this was? Like I said, it may not be your thing. I get that. But to act like he forced him. None of the stories said that.
You know, I was wondering if things had died down for Louis since the accusations,
right.
since everything came out. I guess it's been over a year now. And so I did a little Twitter search yesterday just to see what people were talking about. And he still gets hammered every single hour of the day, really. People going after Louis C.K. For what they said that he did. But, you know, controversial comedians shouldn't. Now, I understand you don't want, you know, comedians to do any Bill Cosby or anything like
correct.
That. But
correct.
Generally, comedians are controversial.
Yeah. Yes.
Part of the deal.
The idea of, I mean, there's a few, you know, we've talked about them in the past, good, clean comics that are still funny. But a lot of times, the non-controversial, clean comic is not funny. There are a few exceptions, and they're super talented to be able to do that. But this person's a comedian. I want something edgy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having my, you know, great uncle telling me jokes here.
I am interested to see. It was a sellout last night. A bunch of people were in the Sanger Theater. I wonder if George Lopez will have a sellout.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
So, and interesting, too, for those of you that went, my buddy who was there last night said, you know, this is a good thing. When you see people out here at the Louis C.K. show, then you now know what kind of jokes you can say in front of them. Like you see somebody from work or church, or you didn't know they were a fan, and you see them, you go, okay, now I know what I can get away with around you. Coming right back.